Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in, time for a daily editorial. It is a Tuesday, April 5th. You know, I want to make one comment, and my comment has to do with the truth. Do we really know what the truth is today? And that's something that I would like to ask Jimmy. There is so much ambiguity out there. Linguistics is such a complicated subject. Do we really know what exactly the truth is, Jim, in your opinion?
Well, I don't. So the truth is, I mean, just using the dialogue, okay, that's something that exists that's factual, right?
Of course.
That it's unquestionable if you actually see it. And that's the problem that we're facing right now, is that it's very hard to sift through all the noise to actually see what is ground, you know, what is the ground truth. That's a difficult thing to do because there is so much noise out there. And most of us, you know, we all have our opinions and we have our views.
Yeah.
We have bias. And when we are confronted, often when we're confronted with things that counter our narrative, our own belief system, it's difficult for the average person to say, well, you know what, maybe I'm wrong. Because if you say you're wrong, you're accepting something about yourself
right.
that you were failed. And we all try to look at ourselves in the best, brightest way.
Yeah.
We all believe in ourselves. So when you come up against something that questions you, and this is what's really interesting to look at the left right now, and even people on the extreme right, they're unwilling to accept something that may be proven. Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. It's been over and over proven that it was a political hit job using Department of Justice and the FBI in order to paint a picture that made it look like Trump was involved with the Russians.
Right.
Mountains of evidence against that. There are still people that are searching and saying and believe with their own hearts that this is, that's not true, that Trump was actually, that Clinton should have won and the Russians affected the outcome of that election because Trump was colluding with them. And the sad thing is they believe in themselves so much that if they let go of those facts, they actually would undermine their own faith in themselves.
Yeah.
And I will say it's the same right now with the extreme views on about Russia and Ukraine. You know, people are not looking at the reality of what's happening there because of their own misguided beliefs on both sides of the aisle, you know, on both sides of the jacket. And there's many, many views of it. So the truth is a very difficult thing to sift through, but ultimately what is there and exists is true. It's just finding your way to it.
Well, people want to believe what they believe is true because it makes, as you said very accurately, it makes them feel good about themselves. You know, in the business that I was in before, gold mining, you know, obviously gold stock promotion is a part of gold mining. And a lot of the newsletter writers out there who I knew, you know, they simply placated their audiences. They found out what these people wanted to believe. And they directed their newsletters to those, basically to those concepts, as if they were, because they knew that their subscribers would believe it 100%, when actually what they were really, in some instances, talking about was far from the truth. That's one of the reasons I got out of that business.
Well, and that's, you know, I agree. People, look, there's so much money involved
right.
with information flow right now. That's where people make the money. You know, Instagram influencers and how many clicks you get. That's where journalists make their money. It's where big corporations are making their money.
Right.
And shaping an opinion and shaping ideas is an essential part of some of these business models, especially with the tech companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's shaping the truth in the way they want it to be perceived. And regardless of what they're trying to do, eventually, ideally, the truth comes out, but it may take decades and it may take the destruction of an entire society, which is what you see with the former Soviet Union.
Yeah. You know,
a complete society based on lies, that somehow thought there was going to be equity out there. But the reality is that it was empowering and enriching a very small group at the top, like every system will do if not checked.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy, let me ask you a question. Do you think the American society, for those exact very same reasons, could basically, the collateral damage could kill us?
Well, I definitely think we're at risk for it.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're at risk is not, I mean, yes, the false information, the lies, the big mainstream media, corporate media that are trying to push an agenda. But the bigger reason is those people with those agendas actually are empowering very powerful authoritarian leaders,
right.
In particular China. They have an objective. And the reason why they have so much influence and people are wanting into those markets is because of the potential growth in 1.4 billion people that are using these like authoritarian capitalist, actually it's fascism, to enrich themselves and remain in power.
Yeah.
So the longer we kowtow to those types of powers, the longer we allow lying, corrupt media, corporations and tech companies that are and politicians that are bound to expand their own self-interest, financial self-interest, to authoritarian rule, then the United States is at risk. And the one thing that I will say is many Americans are beginning to wake up. There's a lot of polling out there. I've just got off the phone with someone from Washington State, and some of the indicators are a very different outcome coming up because people are beginning to realize the lies they've been told are not true. And it's not the leftists. It's not the progressives. It's the people. It's the people that say that really are independent and don't want to be associated with any party, but they're feeling the pain and the suffering that are being brought down by these woke and progressive agendas that are kowtowing to a more authoritarian system.
Well, there's no question about that. But, you know, I find politics to be an incredibly fascinating subject because I have never seen a subject in my entire life, Jimmy, politics where people get so polarized because they're not willing to even consider the other side of the story.
Well, it's becoming, especially for certain groups, and you know, I'll say it's on either side of the aisle, but right and the left, but the left with climate change, with social justice, these are no longer objective political arguments. They are religions.
Exactly.
They are now, though their character, their mentality, the individuals that believe in that are tied to it. It's no longer about rational thinking. It's about stifling any questioning of your emotional connection to these fears that have been created by basically by politicians and political parties and the media and the tech industry.
Well, the tech industry, this book that I'm reading right now, A Pox Upon Your House, by Atlas.
Scott Atlas,
is very, very interesting because the real wealth in California obviously is comprised of a couple of societies that have scads of money, and consequently they can afford whatever views they want because it really doesn't matter to them if they're right or wrong.
Right, as long as it increases their power or their wealth.
Right.
And that's when you start looking at the connections between Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi and the Pelosi family and the people that have been running California for decades, you see those connections and how much influence they have. And it's really, it's pretty, it's disgusting. It's a creation of elite class. And that's where I think some of the arguments out there with, Jerry and some of the other folks talking about democracy, that's where it's failing. It's actually not democracy failing. It's the people holding the reins of democracy are being twisted, and they're being manipulated by these very powerful, influential, either lobbyists or politicians that have self-interest involved here, and they're going to do whatever it takes because they don't have a moral bone in their body. They don't care. They don't care about what's right and wrong or what's better in the better interest. They just want to make sure that they continue to keep people believing their lies.
Right. Well, I've tried to have discussions with, I talked yesterday with Jose Nino, and we talked about how basically progressive democracy is an absolute failure in the United States. There's no question about that, but you try to get a progressive to agree with that, Jimmy, and you're going to find it's like beating your head against a brick wall. They will not even consider the other side of the coin.
Well, no, because the argument was basically Trump was authoritarian, Republicans authoritarians, and then they've shaped the argument to make it so. And the unfortunate part about it is Trump's using the party because from a different perspective.
Right.
Because he sees it, but you have to have an apparatus. And this is where libertarians, and I haven't talked to Jose Nino yet, but where libertarians fail to understand that individually, you're not going to protect yourself.
Right.
You are not going to have the strength and the power to fight against an authoritarian controlled state. And what the left has done is they've twisted that to say that everyone else is authoritarian. And oh, by God, if you question that, we're going to silence you, which is the ultimate definition of authoritarianism.
Yeah.
And that's the dilemma we're facing right now, because they believe, again, it's not even politics anymore. It's faith and religion in a belief that what they're doing is so right. And it's completely twisted and it's misunderstanding. But again, the average American out there doesn't really care. They don't want to see that. They want to just live their lives. And what we're seeing right now in Washington State, and again, as I mentioned, I just got off the phone with a party apparatchik there, 17 different polls showing Republicans in every area are gaining massive strength because people know that they're going to push away from the thing that is destroying their lives, that are taking away their parenthood, that are forcing these gender ideologies, that are allowing this crime effort to go on, that shows this inflation. They're going to step away from that. The average American is just going to step away from it. They're going to say, you know what, I don't want it. And if there's some level of integrity left in their election process, which is questionable, but if there is, you're going to see a massive swing away from the policies that the Biden administration, Biden regime, and the Democrats have been pushing for the last 10 years. And I think 2016 was a perfect example pushing back against that, but they managed, the Democrats and the progressives managed to co-opt our system in 2020.
Yeah.
And we've got to stop it. Got to stop it.
Well, don't you think a lot of that co-opting was made possible by COVID? I do. COVID.
Well, yes. And I think they used COVID as a tool to make that happen.
I agree 100%.
And they used $419 million from Mark Zuckerberg, to go ahead and do that. They used Jeff Zucker and the CNN and the MSNBC and all the networks in order to manipulate and defend their policies. And of course, the Hunter Biden cover-up, the Joe Biden cover-up, the Ukraine accusations with Trump on the phone call for the second impeachment process.
Right.
All that is just out of control. And eventually, ideally, again, the truth, as we started from the beginning, the truth comes out. The problem is how much control and how long before it comes up and how comes out, and how much control do all these authoritarian leaders have in order to silence those views?
Boy, ain't that the truth. Jimmy, you've been going about 14 minutes. Anything else you want to say?
Hey, that's it for today. And I just, you know, wish everyone well. We're going to go through some storms down here in the southeast, some heavy ones in the next day. So anybody else that's out here listening, be safe.
Yeah, be safe. Very definitely. Same up here in the Northwest. Thanks, Jimmy.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.